This is episode 38 of Eye on Digital Marketing. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at More Visibility, one word, or visit our website, www.morevisibility.com, to sign up for our marketing newsletter and hear more episodes of the podcast. My guest today is Vice President of Digital Services, Matt Crowley. Matt, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be here.
Last time you were here, a few weeks ago, we talked about some algorithm changes and how Google's going to measure content in the organic landscape. And today we kind of want to switch gears into another topic, which is just as important, analytics, and kind of look at the grand scheme of things, the landscape, if you will, and the lay of the land for 2021 and what's to come for these Google Analytics products that our clients and we use on a daily basis. And you being in charge of overseeing our analytics team here are very familiar with some of these products that we'll talk about today. So to begin, I think a lot of people have heard of Google Analytics, have heard that GA4 is coming, have heard or used Google Optimize, Data Studio. These are pretty common terms, I think, in the digital marketing landscape these days. But I also think it could be a little bit overwhelming sometimes, especially when we talk about analytics. Everybody knows that it's very much needed to measure the impact of marketing and make good decisions. But there are a lot of platforms, a lot of features, and a lot of things that are constantly changing. So Matt, before we dive into kind of an outlook for what's to come, let's just start there with those four unique different platforms and different features. We have analytics, we have GA4, which is, you know, coming into the fold and will be here soon. And then we have Optimize and Data Studio. So could you break down for the listeners, what's the difference between those and how do they work and fit into your marketing strategy?
Absolutely. So I think one of the important things to provide context to this is where we've come from and how we've gotten to where we are today, which is that I think a lot of people and organizations still look at these different products as being underneath Google Analytics, since that's really what we know in the web analytics realm to really be what Google has come from and what they are. We know them primarily from a Google Analytics standpoint, but they've really been focused on expanding and reorganizing into areas that are tangential to analytics, like Data Studio and Optimize, which we'll talk a little bit more. And they sort of have, at least from most of the work that we've done with them, it, from an agency perspective, really done a lot of work to reorganize themselves under this newer umbrella called the Google Marketing Platform. And I think it's a little bit more helpful to think about it from that perspective, because these are a suite of products that are all complementary to one another when it comes to your marketing initiatives, and that they don't all fall under Google Analytics. And in reality, Google Analytics is parallel to or on par these other products. One is not above or below the other in terms of organization or importance or anything like that. And so as we think about this marketing platform that Google has really moved towards, and these four products within the Google Marketing Platform, of which certainly they have others that especially tie into advertising efforts, these four really tie into measurement, analysis, and optimization and visualization of data. And so that starts with Google Analytics. That's something we're all probably familiar with and have been for some time. It's the platform and product that we've used, and in particular, we'll say Universal Analytics, because that's the current form of Google Analytics that everyone has most likely all of their historical data within. And so that's the normal Google Analytics product you log into, you do your analysis from, you look at traffic and web behavior, and it's your primary focus for web analytics measurement, analysis, and obtaining actionable insights. There is this new product, Google Analytics 4, which is really the latest version of Google Analytics. It's the new one, and it's going to be the one that Google's going to be focusing on moving into the future with. And it's really critical that organizations start collecting data within GA4 today, that they actually set that up and configure it. I'm sure we'll talk about that more because every day that you don't have Google Analytics 4 set up, you're not collecting any data. And at some point, there's going to be a transition from Google Analytics to Google Analytics 4. And you can't port that data over. It's not portable. So you really have to start GA4 and start collecting data there, but run it in parallel to Google Analytics. So your Universal Analytics, which is your current Google Analytics, should be running today. You should set up Google Analytics 4 to run in parallel with that to start collecting data. And that's going to be your primary product setup for gathering data, measuring data, analyzing data, and obtaining most of your actionable insights. Universal Analytics for historical data and still your current operations. GA4 to set up and start collecting data and learning on as you move into the future, because that's going to be where you're going to focus in the future at a certain point when you make a cutover. And then there is the visualization of that data, which is going to be Data Studio. It's a product that allows you to build dashboards. Since it's part of that Google Marketing Platform suite of products, it integrates really well with the other Google products, including Google Analytics, Google Analytics 4, so on and so forth. And it allows you to develop custom visualizations of your data so that you don't have to every time log into the actual Google Analytics interface to pull your data in an ad hoc capacity or set up limited reporting, that the limited capability that's within Google Analytics in terms of setting up reports. So Data Studio is a great tool to create custom visualizations, custom dashboards based on your unique needs. And then lastly is Google Optimize, which is a tool for conversion rate optimization or experimentation that allows you to run test to set up, run and test changes to your website that you want to identify if they're going to be positive or negative, if they're going to have a positive or negative impact on some sort of metric like conversions. So Universal Analytics, which we all know is Google Analytics today, is what you're currently using to measure and monitor performance. And it still will be for a little bit of time at least. Google Analytics 4 is going to be the new form of Google Analytics, which you should have set up and be running to collect data. You should do that as soon as possible. And that's going to be eventually where your primary analytics platform to measure, monitor data, get actionable insights. Data Studio is going to be where you're going to be pulling the data out of GA4 eventually, or currently Universal Analytics, into Data Studio to create custom dashboards and visualize that data. And then Optimize is going to be the product that you're going to use to set up and run experiments, to test website changes, and see real, actual scientific data about what works well or what doesn't work well, so that you can test those changes before pushing them to the live environment. So they all work together, from measurement, analysis, to visualizing the data and then testing changes based on all that data you're collecting in the other products, to work one with one another, again, from measurement to testing and visualization.
We had Max Spraglia on recently, and we talked about storytelling. And one of the things that we touched on with storytelling is visualization and how important that is within data and within reporting. From using Data Studio currently with a few clients and just building it out in the past, I encourage everybody who's listening, if you haven't even tested or seen a Data Studio report, definitely do it. I think it's a great tool. Completely customizable, and you can see data in real time. Again, depending on what you're looking at, it can pull in a lot of different things from your analytics platform. So, Matt, thanks for that breakdown of these four here. So it sounds like, from what you said, not to create a hierarchy, if you will, but it sounds like, based on where analytics is going in 2021, one of the most important things, red flags, light bulbs, if you will, that went off when you were talking was having Universal Analytics and GA4 currently run parallel with each other and collecting that data. So when that switch is made completely to GA4, you're locked, loaded, and ready. Can you get a little bit more granular with what exactly does that mean? How would one even begin to set that up at a high level, and why is that so important?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say there's sort of four key things at a high level I would consider. First is that with GA4, it doesn't mean to forget about your existing setup with Universal Analytics. You're not just throwing that out the door. So number one is still make sure your current Universal Analytics configuration is set up properly, that you're collecting data appropriately, that you're leveraging all of the features and functionality that you should be, and that today you're getting the most out of Universal Analytics that you can. Number two would be launching GA4 and configuring it to your needs. It is completely different than Universal Analytics in a lot of different ways, which I'm sure we'll touch on. But that means that it's going to require both unique setup and configuration that you would be doing differently than you had within Universal Analytics. And it's not just a straight porting of things like goals that you have in Google Analytics to GA4. You, in some cases, need to either from a technical perspective, rethink how you're looking at things like conversions, because they're technically configured differently and set up differently in GA4, as well as strategically how you want to leverage GA4 based on the way that it's configured and its data architecture moving into the future. So you want to launch and configure GA4, and you want to make sure you have a good understanding of the capabilities currently of GA4 and where things are heading and how GA4 is meant to be set up, so that you don't just take things that are apples in Universal Analytics and try to put it into what needs to be oranges in GA4. So first, make sure you're getting everything out of Universal Analytics today that you should be, and everything's tracking accurately, because that's going to be where you're going to have a lot of your historical data. Two is to launch and configure GA4 appropriately. Then three would be to look at setting up some sort of training on both Universal Analytics and or GA4, depending on what you need, so that you have an understanding of how to pull data in an ad hoc capacity, or at a minimum, how to navigate the new user interface of GA4. Because when you log into GA4, it's a different way to navigate. It's a different user interface. It's a different layout. How you get to reports is different. They don't have all the same reports. So you want to make sure you're trained up on how to use GA4. And then lastly, you want to be thinking about the data visualization side of the fence. So if you have Data Studio reports for Universal Analytics, you're probably going to need to set up some Data Studio reports for GA4 too, because it's a different data source that you're going to need to be collecting.
Logging into that platform and seeing like a different interface, different reporting, everything changing, again, that could be a drastic, you know, change when someone looks at it. Is it that simple to say that the interface is changing and what you're viewing is going to be different and where you may navigate within that user interface is different? Or is there more to that as well in terms of GA4 is really going to change how data is collecting? Are there new potential, you know, buckets of data that maybe marketers didn't have before that now they have access to? Is there anything like that?
Yeah, so I think that the first question when you think about the user interface is different would be, why is it different? Well, it's not just different because they wanted to redesign the layout. It's different because there's a different architecture of how GA4 actually works, which we're not going to get into too much, but we do have a number of blog posts that team members Theo and Tony from our analytics team have been writing recently on some of the changes with GA4 that you should be aware of, and how the architecture is different and how the data collection is different. But ultimately, the underlying foundation is very different from Universal Analytics. And because that foundation of how the data is collected and processed and then visualized inside of the actual interface, they have to redo the interface. And the reporting's different. There's different metrics in many cases. And GA4 is really a sort of new version of what Google had before to measure both web data and mobile app data. So Universal Analytics has really been standalone web site analytics. And Google has had over the years different forms of capabilities for you to track behavior and analytics data in a mobile app if your organization has one. And what they're doing with GA4 is they're really bringing that all together. And what they previously had, which was app plus web, into this one centralized location to measure all of your data across your mobile apps and your website, if you have them from an app perspective. But if you don't, then it's still GA4 for just your website. But that combined with the new data model and account configuration really changes the way that A, the interface is set up, B, how you're going to be collecting data in some cases, and C, how you're going to be pulling that data out. So a couple notes there on the data configuration side of the fence. There's going to be changes in metrics like the fact that bounce rate is going away. And instead, they're going to have engaged sessions and different engagement metrics that are going to be very different from the way things were measured before. And then also, it's going to change the way that goals are configured and used. It's not the same way that you would set up a goal in Universal Analytics. They're more event-driven in GA4, and so they're actually called conversion events. They're actually really easy to set up, and it's great that they did that. So there's a lot of different ways that you should think about, A, how you're collecting the data, how you're configuring the GA4 account, but then also all of that those underlying foundational changes flow through into different layout of the user interface, different reports, different ways to access your data. And so it is really important that you have some time invested into training on the new interface and how everything is going to be set up and configured. Because if you just log into GA4, it is not just a slight update to Universal Analytics. It's a completely different way of thinking.
Yeah, that's a great synopsis, and sounds like there's definitely some high impact things that are changing in this GA ecosystem, that we'll call it. And it's almost like a car, you know, to simplify how to think about this. You know, when you build a car, you start with the engine. And if the engine changes based on how fast you want to go or what the purpose of that car is, the design of the car may change. You may have, you know, different tires on that car. And that's how I'm kind of looking based on what you're describing here. For Optimize and Data Studio, which fit into this ecosystem, but the way that GA4 is going to change the interface when you log in, the conversion events that you mentioned, how, you know, data is being pulled, etc. How does that then trickle down, if you will, to some of the other platforms such as Data Studio, or if you're testing things on your website, Optimize? Are there any changes there that marketers should be aware of or look out for here in the near future?
I mean, the first thing I think is, if you are going to be setting up, if you have existing Data Studio reports with Universal Analytics, again, you're going to need to just set up new Data Studio reports for GA4, because it's a different place that you're actually connecting to and pulling data from. Secondarily, you may not be able to reuse the same sort of visualizations. Depends on what you have set up. But for example, if you were looking at something like bounce rate before in your Data Studio report, then that metric is completely gone and you're going to be looking at different metrics. Also, you may be thinking about conversions differently with the new way that conversion events are going to be set up in GA4. And so when you look at Data Studio, it's important to first have an understanding of what is your new strategy with GA4 and how are you configuring GA4 to align with your organizational goals and objectives? And then how should you visualize those new features of GA4 and what's going to be the most effective way to visualize them? So essentially, you are starting a little bit from scratch. But the good thing is that this is really where Google's long-term investment is going to be placed, is in GA4. So that starting from scratch for you with things like GA4 configuration and setup and Data Studio is going to be an investment well spent, and either cost or time or energy or effort, because the vast majority of Google's investments from an analytics perspective are currently and in the future going to be going into GA4. So those things that you're going to be doing within Data Studio are going to be paying off in the long run, because Google's going to continue enhancing GA4, whereas they're not going to be making the same level of investment any longer in Universal Analytics.
And, you know, we've had podcasts before where I believe even you and I have talked, we've had other guests on here talk about the amount of changes that Google makes on a monthly, weekly, yearly basis that sometimes marketers and people don't even realize. But it sounds like this is more of a strategic, long-term, fundamental change. And I wanted to bring that up because I really think it's important to distinguish that for people who are listening to this or have read a blog about GA4 and know that the change is coming. They need to start preparing. But sometimes the question we get right after that as well is, well, when's the next change going to come? Should we even pay attention to this? And I don't think this is relatable to like an algorithm change that's maybe simplified in the past, where we can say, yeah, this is a small change, not that impactful. You still need to look out for it and be conscious of it. This sounds like a fundamental change, to your point, that has to be made, will be made, and it's really for an investment for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important, as you mentioned, to note that this is not a small change to be aware of but not take action on. You're going to eventually, if you use Google Analytics, you're going to eventually need to use GA4. And because of that fact, if you're not collecting data today, you're not going to have that data for the future. So if you go back and if you go forward a year and you now are forced to set up GA4, you're going to have a year of data that you could have been using for year-over-year analysis, and you won't be able to do that because you simply won't have collected the data, and you can't go back in time and collect the data. And you can't take that data from current Universal Analytics and pull it over into the new GA4. So it's not like Google's just upgrading what they have existing. It's completely starting from scratch because all of the foundation is different. So it is really critical that as soon as possible, you get GA4 set up, but you do it in a way that is smart. You obviously don't, what you don't want to do is not set it up, but you also don't want to set it up with bad data today, then in a year later is still useless because you have a year of bad data in there. So it's really important to get it set up as soon as possible and get it set up properly so that you can be collecting the data over time while still looking at your Universal Analytics account for most of your decision making, and then eventually be planning for how you're going to move from Universal Analytics, from using Universal Analytics as your source of truth for data to using GA4 as your source of truth.
Yeah, you hit on a great point that I was going to get to, which is kind of prioritization. I know a lot of digital marketers have a lot on their plate, love to plan, may have an internal team, maybe one person who runs their marketing listening, but it sounds like this is a high priority item to start planning for pretty immediately and start figuring out how to make that change. And absolutely, more visibility and Matt's team can certainly help. And again, like you mentioned, there's great blogs on our website that you can go read right now after you're done listening to this podcast that explain in greater detail the changes that are happening, what to expect, and what you should do. But Matt, just wrapping up here, we have this ecosystem that we went through. We know now that Universal Analytics should be set up with GA4 to start collecting the correct data, which is just as important. We have Data Studio, which is this great visualization tool optimized to test things on the website. All this put together, what any other last tips or any other last things that you'd like to tell the users to prepare for as 2021 gets into the second half of the year and we start to see these things become more and more common?
Yeah, I would just end with the summary that I mentioned earlier, which is out of all of this, what do you do? And number one is make sure that your current Universal Analytics account is set up properly and that you're getting the most out of it today. Number two is launch and properly configure GA4. Number three is to leverage Data Studio for visualization of your data, both Universal Analytics and GA4. And number four is to make sure that whoever's going to be in the actual interface has training on how to properly use that interface, whether it's Universal Analytics and or the new GA4 interface. Those would be the four things that I would want to make sure that people are able to take action on.
Got it. Super helpful. If you're listening to this, and hopefully this all makes sense and is helpful for you too, and you still would like some help or like to talk through it further, feel free to send us an email, info@morevisibility.com. We're happy to connect and link you with the right person to get some more details on how we can help. Matt, thanks so much for joining the podcast today.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate the time.